God's people has always stood out, those who were doing his will, those who were striving to be right with him. And the Bible teaches us that we need to come out from among them and be separate. There's a difference between the people of God who have the Spirit of God in their hearts, who are striving to do that which is right, than those who may not know or those who are rebelling against the word or the will of God. Well, even when I think about the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they stood out. Daniel, he stood out. And so we have to just learn how to stand out even in a subject such as this. You got to stand out. Well, Brother Mike, so where can I go? Well, the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 5 and verse number 10 that we can't leave this world. If not, you would have to leave this world in order to leave sin or leave sinners. So there's a way for us to actually live inside of this world and obey God. And just because everyone else or the majority of the people have no morals or values when it comes to dress, that does not mean that the Lord's church or the people of God don't. We stand out. Like I go to the gym 5-6 days a week, and I'm dressed modestly every day. But there's times where people are not. I can't do nothing about what other people do by saying, but every now and then, like, you think you could probably dress a little bit better than that? What's wrong with that? Well, you get to know people a little bit, and you say, you can kind of encourage them a little bit. Why? Because we're striving to help everybody to be the people that God will have them to be. A person doesn't have to be a Christian in order for them to do right. But the Christian must do right because they're holy. And so we need to beware of such clothing that doesn't bring about holiness. We need to be a type of people who are wearing clothing that is actually covering. Well, what if I want to wear clothing that has holes in it? Well, put something underneath it. Remember the thighs, from the shoulders to the knees, or the fat of the thighs. It's something about the thighs that bring about arousal. Don't know why. It is what it is. Let's be careful. And so as we're striving, we're thinking like this, think about the definitions. Think about what God is saying. Ask myself, okay, before I walk out, how do I look? There were many a times when our kids were younger, Evelyn used to say, baby, how do I look? Baby, is this appropriate? I remember on one occasion when an elder in the Lord's church had my wife say, he told my wife, now your husband is aspiring to be a minister, you shouldn't be wearing those shorts. You remember that, Evelyn? And you know what she did? She said, yes, sir. And she didn't wear those no more. You know one thing I appreciate about that attitude? She could have easily bucked and said, how dare you talk to me that way? But she didn't. And they respected her for that. And brethren, make no mistake about it, this woman is respected around the nation. But why? It does depend on our attitude. And the old adage is still true. Your attitude will determine your altitude. And so our attitude down here is going to determine whether we make it back home to God. We need to consider spandex and leggings and things that are form-fitting. Men wearing jeans that are too tight. Men, be careful. Can't walk around with no shirt on. We got to be careful. We're the people of God. We're the people of God. Do we think that our clothing before we walk out, do we think about those things? I truly believe that God's people, if they find themselves in situations and circumstances that could be compromising, they probably just didn't think about it that day. Happens to all of us. I don't believe that God's people who are truly trying to do what is right are trying to rebel against the will of God. But sometimes our hearts grow cold, and we tell God, I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't care what nobody says. But here's the problem. Jehovah God is going to judge the world through his son, Jesus Christ, and he's the one that's either going to say, well done, or depart from me. So we can buck against one another, but we can't buck against God and think that we're going to be successful. So I encourage you, let's not be like monks and hide away from the world. If anything, let's do something better. Let's hide ourselves in Christ. let's hide ourselves in him. Colossians 3, 1 through 4. And when we do that, God will be pleased. Because keep in mind, our attitude is going to determine our altitude. Question, do you want to be holy? Question, do you believe? Question, did this make you angry? Question, did this comfort you? Because sometimes we have to be made mad before we can be made glad. Get married and find out. Those are good things. There's nothing wrong with being angry. But there's something wrong with staying angry. If you're not a child of God, we want to encourage you. We want you to consider. We want you to consider being holy and believing. That's what we want you to consider. Because when you change a man or a woman's mind, you'll change their direction in life. Believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Be willing to repent of sins. Confess Christ to be Lord. Be buried in water if you're not a child of God for the remission of your sins. Maybe you're a child of God and you struggle with what we talk about tonight. Been there and done that. It's fine. We can help. We can talk about it. We can even argue about it. But he has the final say. Amen. As we stand, as we sing, Savior's invitation.